Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is a correct the mistakes episode. I do one of these maybe every week. So hopefully if you are a regular listener, you'll know these quite well. If it's the first time listening to this particular type of podcast, then the Correct the Mistakes episodes are where you have to try and fix my sentences, which have mistakes in them. I have two sentences for you and there are two mistakes in each. So in total, four mistakes to find. And if you can not just find the mistakes, but also correct them, then well done, bonus points for you. So let's start with number one. I recommend you get some paper and a pen if you don't already have them, so you can write these down. Number one, I had not a cat when I was a child because my mother was scared about them. I had not a cat when I was a child because my mother was scared about them. And number two, we were five having dinner at the restaurant the last night. We were five having dinner at the restaurant the last night. Okay, so as I said, four mistakes to find and correct if you can. Do the best you can. Don't worry if you're not sure, because I will reveal the answers. Pause the podcast and when you're ready, press play. Okay, so hopefully you've had the opportunity to write those down and try and find the mistakes and correct them. Let's have a look at the answers. Number one, I had not a cat when I was a child because my mother was scared about them. Okay, the first bit is wrong. I had not a cat. Here we have an example of a past simple sentence. And it uses the verb have. But we must always use didn't if it's a negative sentence in the past. The only exception is when we're using the verb to be, then it's was or were. But any other verb in the past simple, in the negative, you must say didn't. So this should be, I didn't have a cat. You can't say I had not a cat. I didn't have a cat when I was a child because my mother was scared about them. Well, here we need to think about the preposition after scared. You are not scared about something if it's like a phobia. It's scared of. To be scared of something. You could use about after scared if you're talking about a situation. I'm scared about the situation. I'm scared about what's happening. But if it's more of a phobia, then it should be scared of. Okay, number two, we were five having dinner at the restaurant the last night. So, we were five. Very, very common in other languages to structure this idea in this way. They are four. We were five. Something like that. But not in English. So, in English, you would say, there were five of us. There were five of us. And we do this with any sentence like that, where there's obviously more than one person and you're describing how many there are in a group. It could be with you included in the group. For example, there were five of us. It could be describing a group which you are not included, which would be there were five of them. Or you could be referring to you plural. There were five of you, if you're talking to someone. So those are the options. So in this case, there were five of us having dinner at the restaurant the last night. Nope, not the last night, simply last night. Every time we say this, last, or next with night or week or year, do not use the. just say last week, last year, last night, this week, and so on. Do not say the. So the full sentence, there were five of us having dinner at the restaurant last night. So well done if you got any of those right. And also it's an opportunity for you to see what you might need to study a little bit. So hopefully that's made it a little clearer now. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be doing more of these correct the mistakes episodes in the future. So listen out for those. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about, or you're just interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.